The 7-2 Tigers go into Arkansas at 2-7 in seventh place in the SEC West. And joining us on the line is Jeff Palermo, news director of the Louisiana Network. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Newell, how you doing today?
All I can say is Jeff, you let us down 29-0 last weekend, buddy. I mean,
I know. I didn't get them ready to play.
That was one of the most painful LSU games that I've ever witnessed.
Painful, yeah. I would say with all the expectations that there were going into that game and for it to just fall as flat as it did, I guess it goes right up there. It's painful. I mean, it's one of those games when you look back at it, you say, would have been better if they would have lost 29-28 and at least, you know, put up an effort and scored some points and made some plays, or is it worse getting shut out 29-0? I mean, either way, Alabama's got LSU's number, but they got everybody's number pretty much in college football. So Tigers got to just move on and get ready to play an Arkansas team who would like to make their season by beating LSU on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that might be the best Alabama team I've ever seen. From top to bottom, I don't see many weaknesses on that team at all, period.
No, you don't. And this is what we've been kind of saying all season long, is that now they have this dynamic quarterback. For so many years, they just had a quarterback that was efficient, didn't make many mistakes, but wasn't the guy that you were really thinking he could beat you. And now you put that in there, and he's the best player on the field. It just makes him that dangerous. And there was thoughts that maybe this Alabama defense was not nearly as good as some of the previous ones. Well, they just took it to LSU and just smothered them, and the Tigers couldn't do anything offensively. So, yeah, I think it goes down as of right now. I mean, there's still games to be played. Alabama's got Mississippi State, who's played much better since losing to LSU. And Alabama will have to contend with the college football playoffs, and they'll have to play Georgia in the SEC championship game. So there's still more left to go in the season, but they look as good as any other Alabama team that we've seen since Nick Saban arrived.
And as the Tigers, you know, they have three games left, Arkansas, Rice, and Texas A&M. If they win these three games, they can put themselves in place for a really nice bowl game.
Yeah, and what they call now the New Year's Six bowl games, those are your major bowl games. And if LSU can go to the Sugar Bowl, no one would have thought that was possible. So for that to happen, Noel, you need a couple things to occur. You know, obviously LSU needs to win out. They need to either have Georgia in the college football play, because the Sugar Bowl takes the top team from the SEC that is not going to the college football playoff. So you already know that Alabama is going there. If Georgia comes in and finishes in the top four, and they could, if they beat Alabama in the SEC championship game, Georgia would get in the college football playoff, so that would put them there. Or if Georgia loses to Alabama and LSU wins its remaining games, and then when the college football rankings come out after the SEC championship, if LSU's ranked higher than Georgia, which they could be, they would be the team that goes to the Sugar Bowl.
Jeff, what does the Arkansas Razorbacks present that's going to be a challenge for the Tigers?
Well, this is an Arkansas team that's struggling under first-year head coach Chad Morris. Of course, Brett Bielema was the head coach prior to Chad Morris arriving, and the Razorbacks ran an offense that was very similar to what, you know, LSU would try to do, a pro-style offense, I formation, heavy running backs, double tight end, run the ball. But Chad Morris is certainly a much more spread type of coach, wide-open offense, but he just doesn't have the personnel right now. So Arkansas has struggled there. It looks like they finally have settled in on a quarterback. They've had a bunch of guys take snaps this season. Ty Story is expected to get the start against LSU, and his numbers are okay. They got a good running back in Rakeem Boyd, and their top defensive player, DeJohn Harris, is actually a kid from John Arrett, who's really played well for the Razorbacks. And their defensive coordinator is John Chavis, who, of course, LSU's defensive coordinator. But Arkansas's defense has not been very good this season. So it's been a struggle there in Fayetteville. I think the biggest challenge for LSU might be the weather, Newell. I mean, you look at the game-time temperature in Fayetteville, it looks like it's just going to be above freezing. And we all know that many of these players are not accustomed to playing in that weather. One guy that is Joe Burrow, an Ohio native. And they really need to get a good game out of Joe Burrow. The last couple of games have not been particularly good. See if they can get a bounce-back performance against a defense that has struggled. And really, when you look at these next two games before LSU takes on Texas A&M in the regular season finale, no reason why LSU shouldn't be able to put some points on the board and move the chains against Arkansas's defense, and then they play Rice the week after that. So a chance for LSU's offense to regain some of its confidence heading into the game against A&M and then moving on to a bowl game.
You know, one of the things coming out of the Alabama game that I recognize is, much like the Florida game, they got completely manhandled on the front line on both sides.
They certainly did on offense, for sure. I think defense, they held their own as long as they could, and then eventually Alabama had its way. I really thought in that first half against Alabama, holding them to 16 points, that was about as good as that defense can do, considering they didn't have Devin White out there. Offensively, though, the offensive line has been up and down, and it's probably been more down than up. They've had their struggles this season. Florida exposed them, Mississippi State exposed them, and then Alabama just devoured them last Saturday. So it's time for that O-line to get back into playing some good football. And Garrett Brumfield was certainly rusty against the Alabama game. He had missed a month, and then he came back against Alabama, and he didn't perform very well. Austin Deculus at right tackle, I mean, it's been a revolving door over there. I think they would like to get more out of that right tackle position. That's been a problem all season long. So maybe now that they don't have as many injuries on that offensive line, and Brumfield at least has another week under his belt after missing a month, maybe they'll perform better. And plus, the competition won't be as good as they have faced. Mississippi State's got a really good front. Alabama's got a great front. Florida got guys that can get after the passer as well. So they face some really good defenses, front sevens there against those three teams. They will not be facing that kind of defense at least through the rest of this regular season. So that offensive line should look better here in these final three games.
Jeff, the drum roll, waiting for the prediction on the score.
Well, I like LSU in this game. I could see Arkansas scoring some points. Tigers better be excited. It's going to be a weird atmosphere. It's going to be cold. I bet you there will only be about 35,000 fans there. So LSU's going to have to bring it themselves. They can't rely on the fans, and they're going to have to battle the cold weather. But I still like LSU to win this thing 35-17.
35-17. There it is. All righty. We'll be looking at the game. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. We always appreciate it.
All right, Neil, you have a good one.
You too. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.